Track 1, Introduction. Hello, and welcome to our first edition of Chatterbox Chat Around of 2026, compiled on the 9th of February. I'm Paul Henderson, presiding over a potpourri of chats from the team for you. After last autumn's edition, which included a very moving chat with Rick Scorcher about how joining the Short Matt Bowles sessions at Bradbury House helped him come to terms with his macular degeneration later in life, we have decided to include something about the opportunities on offer at Vision Norfolk in every edition this year. So the newly formed Vision Norfolk Choir is featured in this edition. But if you have any particular activity which you would like to chat to us about, get in touch with us at Chatterbox by telephone on 01603 765 365 or by email at contact@cbtn.org.uk or by just putting a message in your memory stick wallet. We always try to present you with chats covering a mixture of topics, but this edition has three which touch on making music. As I've just mentioned, Lorna has met James Fowler, who is the conductor of the Vision Norfolk Choir project, and she discusses with him the challenges of facing his singers and himself as conductor of a visually impaired choir. Lorna's second chat is with Kewin, whose life has been filled with music making, even now that she has developed macular degeneration. Mark has tracked down Kimberly Wallace after she had finished her degree at the Norwich University of the Arts. You may remember she was the student who last year created the new music to introduce Chatterbox. And Mark wanted to know how she was coping with life beyond university and what her plans for the future were. Carolyn spent a fascinating morning before Christmas at the cathedral, observing the extraordinary repair work carried out by the ladies of the Broderers Guild. But first of all, I meet the current Lord Mayor of Norwich, Councillor Paul Kendrick, and ask him about his role in the city, why he became mayor, and what of the many events he has attended he has most enjoyed so far in his year of office.